Science Panels. Friday, February 12th. Math and Forensics. Ridgely 2, 5 o'clock p.m. Math is a crucial part of traditional forensics. Statistics and probability underlie the importance of DNA forensics, providing investigators with certainty when they determine perpetrators. Or do they? This talk explores how forensics can go wrong and what can happen when it does. Thomas P. Donnelly. Saturday, February 13th. Mars impending. Ridgely 2, 10 o'clock a.m. Mary Louise Davy. Solar Studies. Recent developments. Ridgely 2, 11 o'clock a.m. Dr. Thompson will explain how to take raw solar EUV images and coronagraph images, process them, and extract meaningful and valuable information from them and contribute to solar science, with specific examples. She has available dozens of techniques and a collection of creative applications for these imaging processing techniques. Dr. Barbara J. Thompson. Data Security, Digital Forensics, and You. Ridgely 2, 12 o'clock noon. Digital forensics finds evidence on digital devices. Who uses it? Why? And how can you protect your data? This talk explores who is interested in your data, how they get it, what they want to do with it, and a few easy things you can do to protect yourself. Thomas P. Donnelly. The Age of M. Work, Love, and Live When Robots Rule the Earth. Ridgely 2, 1 o'clock p.m. Robots may one day rule the world, but what is a robot-ruled Earth like? Many think the first truly smart robots will be brain emulations, or M's. Scan a human brain, then run a model with the same connections on a fast computer, and you have a robot brain, but recognizably human. Train an M to do some job and copy it a million times. An army of workers is at your disposal. When they can be made cheaply, within perhaps a century, M's will displace humans in most jobs. In this new economic era, the world economy may double in size every few weeks. Some say we can't know the future, especially following such a disruptive new technology, but Professor Robin Hanson sets out to prove them wrong. Applying decades of expertise in physics, computer science, and economics, he uses standard theories to paint a detailed picture of a world dominated by M's. Robin Hanson. The Real Worlds of Star Trek. Ridgely 2, 2 o'clock p.m. The last 15 years have seen the discovery of hundreds of planets around nearby stars. Many Star Trek episodes feature visits to some of these worlds. What has science discovered about those worlds the Enterprise visited? Dr. Inga Heyer. How Not to Be Like HAL 9000. Ridgely 2, 4 o'clock p.m. Space can be a lonely place, even amidst friends and colleagues. What happens when something breaks down, and that thing is one's sanity? Therapists and psychiatrists might add weight to payloads. So where would space explorers go to get grounded again? Ariel Vitali. How to Blow Up Planets for a Living. Ridgely 2, 5 o'clock p.m. Welcome to our seminar on how to initiate and maintain exponential growth of our own wealth-generating technology system. You'll learn how simple applications of cybernetic technology and physics can open the way for investors to take advantage of the next big growth opportunity. You can read about it in The Wealth of Planets, Communications of the Association for Computing Machines, April 2015, Volume 58, Number 4, page 95. David A. Batchelor. Sunday, February 14th. Citizen Sun, Exploring the Sun Your Way. Ridgely 2, 10 o'clock a.m. We have a vast array of instruments obtaining more and more data about the sun and space weather, but how to make sense of all that data? I'll talk about how anyone can contribute and explore the sun and space weather for themselves. Jack Ireland. Astronomical Images in Star Trek. Ridgely 2, 11 o'clock a.m. In an effort to improve verisimilitude, all the Star Trek series have used real astronomical images as background. This talk presents some of these images and the science derived from them. Dr. Inga Heyer. Science Fiction Becoming Science Fact. Ridgely 2, 12 o'clock noon. Mary Louise Davy. Space Science. Ridgely 2, 1 o'clock p.m. Plasma Analyzers, Planetary Penetrators. Want to know more? Here's the man to tell you. Glyn Collinson. Space Weather Hazards and Their Impacts on Exploration. Ridgely 2, 2 o'clock p.m. Dr. Young will build on his space weather talk from last year, moving from the observational and theoretical to the practical. He will talk about the variety of phenomena the sun can throw at us in space and how explorers, residents, and habitat designers might deal with them. Special consideration will be given to the impacts on long-term presence and colonization. Dr. C. Alex Young. Advertisement. Farpoint Dealer's Room. Hours of operation: Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. End of advertisement.